Why, hello there, priests. You have found the hardest book review podcast there is, where we digest life-changing books, we shit out greatness, and we change our lives one book at a time. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome back. This is Troy Hollings with the Curiously Disagreeable Podcast. This is the last episode, best episode, what you've all been waiting for. We've covered the humor code. This is episode 3, the bonus. At the beginning of 2023, I shackled myself to a Ulysses contract. I said, my Benelli Nova shotgun under threat. If I don't do 5 minutes of stand-up at this bar in Bloomington, Indiana, I'll kill myself. But then I was like, that's too crazy. I will give my shotgun to my brother, Jordy Long. And so, with the year winding down, we finished episode 1 and episode 2 of the Humor Code. We learned what's funny. You know, benign violations. You know, if it's just like somebody dies, not funny. If it's somebody almost dies, funny. Now it's time to bare my mind, heart, and taint and engage in 5 minutes of the best stand-up I can muster. I might be dead when you listen to this, but if not, just know a blanket statement of no offense. Hi, my name is Troy, and I read instructions. You know, I'm not too proud to admit when I don't know something. You know, there's a lot of things in the world that I wish came with instructions. The vagina. You know, I'm in there, you know, trying to find the squirty thing, flicking around with the bean. Apparently, once a month, like a snake, it sheds its skin. Disgusting. I need instructions. You know, I'm ashamed to admit the youngest I could have been in this memory was 5 years old. I remember going up to my mom like I was telling on him and being like, Mom, 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 I saw Dad wash his butthole. And as I was preparing for this, it's like, huh, what a weird memory to have. I don't know why I saw that, but we'll go with it. She looked at me with a look that only a failed mother can have and said, you mean to tell me you don't wash your butthole? And I tried to play it off. I was like, oh, no, I do. She knew. It was obvious. I need instructions. And now, I didn't grow up on a farm, but I married a farm girl. We live on 25 acres. We've got a couple horses, some goats. It's beautiful. It's nice. I'm becoming more rural. Well, it's peaceful. You don't have to worry about bothering your neighbors. You know, if somebody were to yell like, help, 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 like nobody's coming. It's just it's a nice place. But if there's one thing that I wish came with instructions, it would be goats. You get into owning goats, you think like, oh, goat yoga, oh, it'd be so sweet. Here's a couple things that should be in the goat instruction manual. First, they're gay. Now, I don't mean gay like owning a Prius or loving that show Home Edit. I mean gay, like if you don't believe that homosexuality is genetic, you have never owned goats. And you know those types of memories that just burn themselves into your fucking soul? You know, maybe the first wiener you ever saw was a little mangled, or maybe you saw a kid get hit by a car. I don't know. I have a couple of those that I figured I'd share with you all so you can remember me tonight as you're drifting off to sleep. So, we have a lot of different goats, like 25 total, and I ain't an expert, but you know, sometimes we put them in different pastures because we want to make sure that they have babies at the right time, and you know, they're not really good at the coitus interruptus method. And so I'm used to looking out and seeing little baby goats nursing on little mommy goats, and it's so cute. And so I walk out, I look to the left, and you know, I see a little baby goat nursing on a little mommy goat. My God, those are both fucking boys. I walk a little closer. One of them, I kid you not, does the unspeakable, and the other one's, you know, place that he drinks. They both pick their head up, look at me, and say like, oh, hey, Dad. And I'm disgusted. I turn around, I walk inside, and I wish that was the worst memory, but nay. So I walk out. I work a crazy distinguished business job for my work. And Sometimes I go to the mailbox as a relaxation. You know, it's a nice little walk. It takes like 2 minutes. It's so good. Then I get back on and fucking sales calls. And so I'm wise to the technique of the boy and the other boy, you know, doing that thing. So, you know, if I see goats, what looks like nursing, I don't really look that closely. Nipple, penis, who cares? You guys do you. I'm not interested. But I walk out and I see a boy and another boy standing really close to each other. I'm like, oh, that's weird. And then I see it's our big buck and his son. I'm like, oh. And then in that same lightning bolt I got when I was like, those are not girls. That's two boys nursing. I realize that the big buck is trying and succeeding in having his way with his son. Oh, the terror, the humanity. And now I wish I could say I jumped in and did something heroic. You know, I kicked the door down and I was like, consent is something important in this house. You stop this. But I didn't. You know, the boy, the son, looked at me with a look that said, Dad, Dad, help me, Dad. And I unfortunately looked back at him with a look that said, sorry, son, your dad's inside you. And I went back inside and got on a sales call. They don't tell you about that in the manual. I need instructions. And the other thing that they don't tell you that should go in this goat manual is that their love language, it's pretty fucked up. It's not acts of service. It's not physical touch. It's not even quality time. It's piss and yelling. And again, I wish this was a lie, but father of lies, I'm telling the truth. So a few days before you want to start seducing the female goat, if you're a male goat, this is what you do. First, you got to get real stinky, because the first part of your love language is piss. And so 3 days before, 4 days before, you start pissing all over your face. Get it in your beard, your eyes, your nose. We need to be able to smell you from the house. And you'll know when you reach that stench because you disgust yourself. And then it's time for the second part of your love language, catcalling. Now, were we humans? We do catcalling, but we're like, well, hey, girl, or like, what's your social security number? In the goat world. And extra thanks to my wife here, who's had to deal and will right now have to deal with me practicing my goat mating noise impression. And so once you're rank, once you're stinky, you start catcalling. Deep voice, tongue out. It'll work every time. And so those are a couple things that I wish I would have known getting into owning goats. You know, they would put it on the instruction manual if it existed, and maybe I should create one. And so I'll leave you all with this. The next time you're about to be too proud to read the instructions, just remember, you might end up like me and own 25 of the most perverted, fucked up dogs to ever walk the earth. The end.
And that, my pretties, is another episode down of the Curiously Disagreeable podcast. Check us out at CuriouslyDisagreeable.com, the Troy Hollings on Instagram, or wherever the fuck you get your podcasts. The end.